Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Elaine, E-L-I-N-E, Troxell, T-R-O-X-E-L-L. Elaine Troxell is a 62-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/28/19 when she was climbing into her work truck. But as a result, she believes she injured her right knee as well as the ankle and foot. Apparently, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus and then posterior tibial tendon dysfunction treated with a brace. Apparently, she did accept meniscal surgery on the right knee in June of 2019. Apparently, she then had physical therapy but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph per the record supplied. She was seen first at Concentra on 3/7/19 with a right knee injury. She was climbing into a truck on 2/28/19 to check the mileage and gas and felt and heard a pop in her right knee. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with a right knee strain for which she was placed on medications and an inelastic knee support. Period. She followed up through 4/19/19 and remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph, she underwent an MRI of the right knee on 4/29/19 to be inserted here. Period. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gray, G-R-A-Y, beginning 5/9/19. Period. He discussed treatment options with her. Period. On 6/12/19, he performed right knee surgery to be inserted here. Period. Follow up with Dr. Gray was rendered through 3/5/20. Period. At that time, she had an antalgic gait on the right. Period. She was last seen at 1/23/20 and was to continue therapy. Period. She reports mechanical symptoms and takes ibuprofen and Tylenol. Period. She is tolerating working at light duty. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Troxell underwent a functional capacity evaluation on 7/23/20 that found she was capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. On 8/5/21, she underwent x-rays of the left ankle that showed no lesion or fracture, soft tissue swelling, or radio-opaque foreign body. Period. X-rays of the left knee on 8/5/21 showed no effusion, comma, normal alignment, comma, no focal lesion or fracture, comma, and no soft tissue swelling. Period. An MRI of the right ankle was done on 10/13/21. Be inserted here. Period. On 1/26/22, she was evaluated by Dr. Raikin, R-A-I-K-I-N. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. He confirmed she had been deemed maximum medical improvement from a knee perspective by Dr. Gray on 9/9/21 with permanent limitations. Period. She reported to Dr. Raikin that she did not injure her ankle at the time of the initial mechanism on 2/8/19, but during knee rehabilitation. Period. Between then and September 2021, her gait was dysfunctional, and she started developing pain over the medial side of her ankle. She states she did report this to Dr. Gray on multiple occasions, but this is not documented in his notes at all. Patient stated when she mentioned this to Dr. Gray at the time of her last visit, he recommended she be evaluated by podiatrist Dr. Shu, S-H-O-U, who worked in the same group as Dr. Gray. She did see Dr. Shu as a private patient on 10/21/21, who sent her for an MRI and diagnosed posterior tibial tendon dysfunction. She was then taken out of work and was fitted for an Arizona brace. appears she collected it around December 2021 and had only been wearing it, this brace, for about a month. Appears she did find it somewhat helpful. Appeared her knee still bothers her and she slowly limps because of her knee and still has trouble fully extending her ipsilateral right knee. Appeared, however, it was the right ankle that was the biggest limiting function at this point. Period. Upon exam, he noted an overtly asymmetric plano-valgus deformity, which is grade 2 on the right and normally aligned on the left. Appears she has swollen and tender over the path of the posterior tibial tendon and has significant pain on direct palpation of this area. Period. He had her undergo x-rays in a weight-bearing stance that revealed grade 2B plano-valgus deformity with a 27-degree Meary's, capital M-E-A-R-Y apostrophe S, angle, and 40% uncoverage at the talonavicular joint. Pretty also reviewed the MRI that showed distal posterior tibial tendinosis with intrasubstance tearing. Period. He explained that she had grade 2 adult acquired flat foot deformity secondary to posterior tibial tendon dysfunction. Appears with the patient's absence of injury to this extremity combined with her extended period of gait dysfunction going back nearly 3 years. It was his opinion that the patient's posterior tibial tendon dysfunction is causally related to the gait dysfunction and hence to the knee injury she sustained on 2/28/19. Appears he recommended continuation of her Arizona brace and use of anti-inflammatories. They discussed the potential for pursuing surgery in the future involving a debridement of the posterior tibial tendon with an FDL deep tendon transfer and a calcaneal and possible cuneiform osteotomy and possible strayer, STRAYER gastroc-soleus recess. Period. I'm not receipt of an operative report to confirm that procedure was performed. Period. Physical exam. Her appearance, she states that her job involved standing for 9 hours per day. Period. She complains of inability to fully straighten her knee, but it was noted to be fully extended when supine and prone. Period. Extremities low. Inspection revealed superficial varicosities bilaterally. Period. There was healed portal scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was mildly limited to 130 degrees of flexion with crepitus, but extension was full. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus. Period. There was tenderness with resisted right ankle inversion, but not in other planes. Period. Manumuscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right extensohalysis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She had severe global tenderness palpation by the right knee, as well as at the anterior ankle and medial foot, where there was a bony prominence. Period. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal, knee maneuvers normal. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with an italgic gait on the right using her ankle brace. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She did not use a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat and rise. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 2/28/19, Elaine Troxell reportedly was injured when she was stepping up into her truck. Period. She first sought treatment at Concentra on 3/7/19 and was diagnosed with a knee strain. Period. She remained symptomatic with conservative treatment, so underwent an MRI on 4/29/19 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, she then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Gray. Period. On 6/12/19, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Rehabilitation followed. Period. Ongoing care with Dr. Gray was rendered 3/5/21, which he deemed a maximum medical improvement regarding the knee. Period. She did participate in an FCE on 7/23/20. Period. She eventually came into the care of Dr. Rakin on 1/26/22. Period. He discussed the potential for surgery on her right ankle, but this does not appear to have been performed. In a paragraph of the current exam, found she ambulated with an antalgic gait on the right, but no assistive devices. She complained about inability to straighten the knee, but it was able to fully extend when supine and prone, as well as stand on her heels and toes. There was minimally reduced range of motion by the right knee with crepitus. Right ankle inversion elicited tenderness. She had severe global tenderness about the right knee, as well as on the medial foot and anterior ankle where there was a bony prominence. Provocative maneuvers at the feet, ankles, and knees were negative. New paragraph. I would offer 7.5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right leg. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a meniscal tear treated successfully with arthroscopic surgery. Per your cover letter, she actually last saw Dr. Gray on 6/10/21 when he noted osteoarthritis to the right knee and advised her to undergo a repeat functional capacity evaluation. This evidently was done, but its report was not supplied. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. And that is the end.